I've been going over things that we talk about when we get together here, Sunday mornings, when we're just talking.
As you think about it and put it all together, I sense that the Lord is giving me a picture of where we're going. We talk about being ambassadors for Christ, knowing He is reconciling all people to Himself. We're the ambassadors of that message. We are the stewards of the mysteries of God. And we've got this treasure in earthen vessel, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, the gifting that He's given us. And when we look in Ephesians, which is a book that is all about the church, we see in chapter 4 that it's all about building the body, building the church, equipping members in that church. And then in chapter 6, it's talking about standing against the wiles of the devil. And it uses warrior terms, armor. And then last time, I mentioned about in Nehemiah chapter 4, where there's a picture of that. And in Nehemiah chapter 4, when Nehemiah recognized that the enemy was attacking while they were building the wall, he instructed his servants to get out their armor, their weapons, the spears, the shields, the bows, so that half of them wore their armor and half of them built on the wall. And even those who built on the wall and those who carried burdens loaded themselves so that with one hand they worked at construction and with the other hand held a weapon. And then I realized there are so many examples in the Word of God. This guy Nehemiah, we know him as a leader, an administrator, a prayer, one who knew God. But in the last chapter, as he was noticing things that were wrong in Jerusalem and in the synagogue, he saw merchants and sellers lodged outside of Jerusalem on the Sabbath, waiting so that they could sell their stuff. Their God was money. And it says in verse 21, "Then I warned them and said to them, 'Why do you spend the night here around the wall? If you do so again, I'll lay hands on you.'" I don't think he wanted to pray for them. And then a little bit farther, there was more going on. There were intermarrying with the women of nations that had other gods. And he says in verse 25, "So I contended with them and cursed them, struck some of them, and pulled out their hair." Did you ever try to pull out the hair of a grown man? I was trained in the art of combat, wrestling, self-defense. And you don't even think of that, because that man has both his arms free, both his legs free, So you've got to really be an overpowering person to grab a grown man by their hair. This picture shows me that Nehemiah was no joke. He was known as an administrator and a builder, but I think he knew how to fight. So these examples like this in the Old Testament, I think, are types of what the writer of Ephesians is talking about. Building, being ready to fight. And I think in this technical world that we live in, where we have so many specialists that we're tuned down into a specific trade or a specific task or a specific profession, that we rule out this manifold grace of God that he's given to each one of us. That we can have more than one gift. We can have a more rounded personality. And I believe when we see that God's saying, build my church, but be ready to fight, put on your whole armor, have your breastplate of righteousness on, your helmet of salvation, your sword, your shield, your belt. See, we can do this all. And I believe, at least what's happening in my mind, is I am shedding these limitations. And I see examples. I see examples on a Sunday morning, and I am known to encourage Amanda and some of the others that when Amanda is singing an anointed song, that is powerful, and the demons flee, and Lindsay, and Phil, and that little lady that sits in the corner by the drums, when that anointing with those drums is powerful, and I know that the enemy is in trouble, and he's not hanging around. Now, she may be a hairdresser by day and call herself that, but she's a warrior too, and so is Amanda. So are Phil and Lindsay. So it's evident. We just need to see it. So are each one of us when we speak the word of God using the sword while we're working with one hand. Right? And there are biblical examples like Abraham. Abraham had 318 trained. And they were able to wipe out three other clans at least. Now, they were trained. Who do you think trained them? Abraham. I don't think Abraham was a joke in a fight. I think he knew how to take care of himself. Yes, he was a prophet. Yes, he knew how to hear from God. He was a man of faith. But I believe he knew how to take care of himself. So, as I see and as I pray for the fivefold ministry in this area, what I see pastors and prophets and evangelists and apostles and teachers that they are skilled in the Word of God, they're gifted and graced, but they know how to deal with the enemy. And it's something, at least in my mind, I don't know what youth have been thinking. What is a pastor? What is a teacher? What is an apostle? What is a prophet? What is an evangelist? You see, when you look back at these men like David, David could fight. He was a shepherd, but yet he killed a bear and a lion and slew a giant man and led mighty men of valor. So you see, this is what I believe God is building. Not only, it's not one or the other, but as He is training us and teaching us, I think we need to be aware that, yeah, I can receive all of this. It's all by the power of God anyway. It's not by what I can do. It's not by my might or my power, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. So even though you may think of yourself as a fivefold minister or one who is to attain to that, also keep in mind you're here to fight. And just to close it out, I don't think it's far-fetched. I believe it's biblical by those examples. And I remember growing up right near here on the farm. I lived next to the family farm as I was growing up, and all the neighbors were farmers who had 100-acre farms, family-type farms. And these farmers, yes, they tilled the land, but they took care of their equipment. They were mechanics. They were carpenters or could hold their own with repairing the barn, repairing the fences. And I'll tell you what, there were stories of young kids, troublemakers, who would go out. And around Halloween, you know how, what the not trick-or-treating, but they, you know, they would go and cause trouble. I'll tell you what, everybody knew that that farmer down there, he was sitting there with his shotgun. They knew how to take care of things. And I, as a young child, grew respecting these men that were farmers. You didn't mess with them. You see, they were skilled at what they did, and they had many skills, but they also took care of their property and were able and willing to do that. Another type. See, as we grow in these skills and graces that God gives us, He's also gracing us with His armor and these gifts of the Spirit, that see into the Spirit, see what the enemy is doing. And even our whole country, as people came with their trades to found this country, whether they were farmers or butchers or bakers or candlestick makers, as they settled the country and went west into the wilderness, they had to defend themselves. They had to be prepared to fight, right? Just as these biblical types. So it's not so far-fetched. And I think one of the things that we need to do is open our minds to accept that, to receive this grace that God has provided for us. Many-faceted grace.